Welcome to Remind Podcast. Don't second guess yourself too much. Remind is here to give you simple needed reminders and tips to reshape your mind and fill your day with positivity. This is your host, Carson Ryder, and I invite you to listen to today's message with an open heart and an open mind so that we can grow together in this safe space. Don't second guess yourself too much. Emphasis on the too much, because I don't want to sit here and say, don't second guess yourself. Honestly, that was originally going to be the title, was don't second guess yourself, because I was thinking, oh, you know, like don't second guess yourself. But as I was journaling about it, I asked myself, do I second guess myself? And I was like, yeah. I said yes and no. Yes, because sometimes when others are around and their knowledge or point of view doesn't align with mine, I question if what I'm doing is right or if what I know is credible. And then there's also times where, like, I'm really confident, but if another person is disagreeing with you over and over, then I don't know, I feel like it's easy to just be less confident and to start second guessing yourself, even if it's something that you know is right, you know. And as I was journaling, I kind of realized there's a conflict that occurs when you are discussing things with other people, when other people's opinions are coming into your life. I realized that I like to be open-minded and keep a growth mindset, and I think this is conflicting to my confidence. I don't really know where to draw the line between being open-minded and being confident in my answer. So I started to ask myself, where do I draw this line? How do I know when to be confident and when to be open-minded? And as I was journaling, I said, maybe when I feel it in my soul, that is a sure sign that what I'm doing is what I need to be doing. I can listen and consider different viewpoints, but I don't always have to agree with them. And this led me to think, maybe I feel like I need to agree with other people or consider their opinion because it's a people-pleasing tendency of mine. I always, you know, want to make everybody happy and agree with everybody sometimes. I always want to consider their opinion and make them feel valued, you know? And then that made me jump to this next one, was not everybody's going to agree with me, and that's okay. I actually ended up Googling how to be both confident and open-minded at the same time, and these were some tips that it gave me. It says, cultivate self-awareness. I think this one is huge. Being self-aware is just very important. Listen to your body and your mind. Value your own opinions and your experiences. Embrace curiosity. Be comfortable with the idea that you might not always be right. But again, value your own opinions and experiences. Know that not everybody is going to agree with you, and that is okay. So do what feels right to you and what brings you peace. Thank you for sitting here and listening to this reminder. I hope it helped you in some type of way. Don't forget to take a deep breath for me before you get off of here. I'll just do it with you real quick. Let's just and arrive in the moment. Have an amazing, blessed, open-minded day.